Welcome back to Triple M's Dead Set Legends. I'll tell you what, if we're pumping up the Richmond Tigers, we need to be pumping up the Melbourne Storm because they're through to their fourth grand final in 5 years. This is how it all happened last night.
Comes back to the left side. Pappenhausen on the double puck. As now it comes away to Addo Carr in the wing and he puts the foot down and he bursts away. On it goes to Pappenhausen. Goodbye! Oh, Melbourne!
There might be a shepherd here.
No.
There might be a shepherd.
No. He's already blown it.
He's pointed to the spot. It hit double digits. So we've had 7 minutes. What about this?
So the Storm, they're through to their fourth grand final in 5 years. But for Ryan Pappenhausen, it's going to be his first grand final. Ryan, thank you for joining us on the line. I mean, 3 tries in the first 5 minutes. What was the pre-game pump-up like from Craig Bellamy?
Thanks for having me on, guys. Yeah, it was... You could just tell everyone was real focused in that zone last night. There's usually a bit of a fine line between if the boys are a bit tired or down or... if they're focused, because it was really quiet, but from the start, you could see that we're on and everyone was locked in and knew how big that game was. So, it was a great start and that's what we've been trying to focus on all season.
Ryan, you're a favourite on our show, mate, because we love the little blokes on this show and you're certainly our fan favourite. You're awesome again last night, but Canberra had been your bogey team. You'd had some trouble against them in the past. Was there an extra emphasis on being more aggressive and attacking on attack, or did it just pan out that way that you just hit the ground running?
I think just with teams like that, we start to take it a little bit more personal, and everyone sort of realizes the mistakes they made in those previous games and don't want to make them again. So during the week, there's a lot more work done, and I think that's just how we looked at it. And we beat them down in Canberra earlier this year, so. I think we took a lot of confidence out of that. And then we've got a good record up here in Queensland. So, I think the boys are just on and ready to go. And like you said, I think we'd lost three of the past four against them. So, we didn't want to let that record keep happening. So, we definitely had a little moment there that we wanted to get them back.
We're speaking to Melbourne Storm star Ryan Pappenhausen. You know what I love about the Storm story, Ryan, is that every year I sort of look at the NRL preseason magazine, we have a look at the experts, and every year they write you blokes off. You're sort of too old. This is now a new side. They can't do it again. And every year you just quite simply keep telling those guys to get stuffed because the consistency in your performance just hasn't wavered over a long time. And someone like yourself now, is it fair to say you were third string fullback only 18 months ago, and now you're one of these absolute stars of the show? Like, your rise over the past 18 months has been quite phenomenal, you think?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to think of the journey the past couple of years. I was the third string and ended up getting an opportunity in a position that I'd never played before, and then sort of had a few good games, put them together, and then got moved to my preferred position. And then since then, just been trying really hard to keep my spot in the side and put in a good effort for the team every week. And I think that's what they really like down here at the Storm, is if you keep putting in 100% effort every single week, you'll keep your spot in the side. So that's all I had to do. I had a really simple job, and lucky enough, the team that I'm in, the players I got around me, it's pretty special, and it makes my job a lot easier knowing that everyone around me is going to do theirs as well.
Well, Ryan, well, it's been 18 months of spectacular football for yourself. There's another bloke that's been doing it for 18 years, and we saw some scenes at the end of the game last night. He was chaired off. I think now it looks inevitable that he will retire, as much as he hasn't announced it.
What is Cameron... the scoop, Joey?
I've got the scoop. I'm pretty sure, but no one will tell us at the Storm, and there's no point asking Ryan because he's not going to tell us. But what does Cameron Smith mean to you, mate? How have you seen him in your time at that footy club?
He's been massive. Him and Billy Slater in particular, just you see these people who have been around the game for ages and done all these amazing things, win premierships, win Origins, and you sort of go to the club thinking they might be not arrogant, but like just really focused on themselves. But the first impression I had when I came to the club is they're willing to help. They're for the team. They're willing to tell you everything that they've been through, their experiences. And he's just so calm on the field. And to have that influence, especially in big games, it's what you need. And he's the pioneer of that. And just to see it and how... how well everyone gets along with him. It's so amazing, and he's a great leader, and it just is what it is. He's the greatest of all time.
The culture of the Storm.
Well, that's right. When he just said that, then I thought of the culture straight away. That's why they've been so good for so long.
Got everyone's respect in Australian world sport. Now, Ryan, I know you're a big North Melbourne fan. Is that right?
Yes.
Poor thing.
We're going to get to them later in the show. Now, slap me down here if I'm wrong, Ryan, because I remember watching you at the start of this season. I think with your evasiveness and your speed, not to say we don't love your work in the NRL, but to me you stood out as someone who could play AFL.
You did say this on the show.
I did. Yeah, I said, we've got to get this guy. We've got to get him across to the AFL game. Has a club ever contacted you and raised the question? Like, even as a Hail Mary, have you ever had that conversation with anyone in the AFL or club land about the potential to code hop?
No, I haven't. I'd love to give it a go. And I think it sort of would be my style of game, just kicking and running. But yeah, I don't know. It's always interesting to me. Once I came down to Melbourne, just seeing how well received it is down there. And I love watching the game. So I'd love to do a little preseason with one of the teams. I think a few of the boys have done that before.
Yeah, Willie Chambers. Cool, hey, Pat, Willie Chambers came overseas with the Saints, won preseason. And
how did he?
He was good. No, Willie, he was great. He actually had a very good go. I thought he could have played AFL as well, Will Chambers. So imagine the Pap doing that.
Oh. If Adrian Dodoro at Essendon or Ned Guy Collingwood don't call you straight away, Pat, I'll be staggered. He's just his speed, Joey.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
He just zips around like he used to.
Well, Ryan, best of luck for next weekend. You'll meet Penrith or the Rabbitohs, but of course we'll be cheering for the Mighty Storm. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Good luck, mate. Absolutely. He's a star.
I'll tell you what, the Swans. I'm a big Swan. We'll take him. Yeah. We will take him.
Did you take that to mean as if...
I'll be happy to get an offer.
He would seriously give it a go.
Oh,
or
no, he'd do it pre-season, as he said. So I'd actually... I mean, Craig Bellamy's done that in the past with some of his older players, given them a chance just to mix up their pre-season. So, as I said, Will Chambers came overseas with us to Colorado and did a pre-season with St Kilda. And there you go. Imagine just one pre-season with Ryan Pappenhausen at an AFL club.
The thing is, he's one of the best players in the NRL, isn't he? Like, in terms of an up-and-coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sense,
so. But we wish them all the best to Storm. They are unbelievable, a footy club.
Stick with us. Plenty more to come on Triple M's Dead Set Legends.